So, Nigel, first game in, thoughts on what you've seen?
Pleased with the performance, generally. Just very disappointed with the two goals we conceded and the nature of them. And first half, a lot of good stuff. A lot of chances created, didn't take them, unfortunately. And then conceded two very, very poor goals. You can't, no matter how well you play, we're going to do well to win games if we keep conceding like that.
Seemed particularly for the first one to be done, if I can use that word, twice for their goal.
Yeah. They haven't had too many. You know, they started the game well. We were a bit nervy, but I thought we settled down. But, we did get caught out a little bit. We gave the ball away unnecessarily when we were going forward, Chris Basham. And then we never quite recover from it. And then the second one, Stefan Skugel's not gone with his runner. So it's unusual that two midfielders can contribute to goals like that.
It's interesting. In the first half, I realise there's a law of averages argument, but could have had two or three goals. Second half, comparatively speaking, seemed to lack a bit of oomph.
The game went a bit flat in the second half. I thought it was both teams as well. I thought that suited them because we wanted to try and continue with the tempo that we finished the first half with. Couldn't quite manage that. But what you do is you keep it at 1-1 and then you have a good last 10-15 minutes and you get the winner yourself. You don't concede the nature of the goal that we did, which cost us the game.
It just seems like at times teething problems today.
Yeah, I think when you have 5 or 6 making the debuts, but very pleased in general. I thought Lewis Reed was very good, 17 years old. Harrison McGay, not bad for 18. You know, one player 30 and above, I think, today out there for us. That's what the sort of lineup we're going to go with. They're the ones that have done well for us pre-season, and we're going to stick with them.
I was going to say, yeah, that when we saw the team sheet and looking at the experience you've got on there, it was a bit like, wow, that's bold today. What prompted your thinking today?
Just that, they're the ones that have played well pre-season. I think Harrison McGahey and Lewis Reed have been two of our stars pre-season, and Craig Olcott, I thought, was probably man of the match today.
Certainly two or three times, put in some brilliant moments of defending on Wilbraham.
Yeah, he did. And, you know, he's a big lad up there. He's going to cause problems for the majority of defences in the league this season. But we wanted Ben Davis in the team as well for his set plays. He makes us a goal from one of those and nearly got his equaliser as well in the last few minutes. So, I don't think the back four had too many issues today. I thought Bob got a whack and he said he was OK at half-time, but looking at the way he played second half, he might not have been.
What did you make of that? Because that was after one incident that perhaps could have been brought back for, and then all of a sudden he's, well, not sparkoed, but struggling on the floor.
Yeah, I think the assistant in front of us was looking straight down the line at it. So he'd be the best person to ask on it, I would think. We've seen it back on the video. And I do think if he'd have got a red card, I don't think too many people would have been able to argue with it.
That was perhaps a key point then in the match overall.
Yeah, but that doesn't matter about the goals we conceded. That's what's cost us today, not that.
So, you brought Higdon in. How near was he to being fully fit then? Because I thought he was going to be drip-fed into the team.
I know, we just told you that. he lasted the game, but you know his effect, if we'd have been winning the game, then he would have come off at some point. But very pleased with his contribution. Gets himself a goal, holds the ball up. You can see the sort of target man he's going to be. I thought some of the link-up play in the first half with Skugel and Basham running forward and Reed, and that was excellent. And that's the spell when we could have had the goals.
What prompted the decision then to make him captain then? Because you've got two or three players in there. Well, obviously Doyle being stripped of said captaincy. Why him?
He's not been stripped of it. He just can't be captain when he's a sub today. Michael was the obvious choice. Don't think there's too many others who could have taken it on today. Harrison's young, Craig Olcott's making his debut as well. Mark Howard was probably the next in line, but you know, we're a bit funny about giving it goalkeepers.
So today overall, obviously plenty of positives. Did you feel as the game wore on, and it's something that was highlighted about the game, whether you got enough service in towards Higdon in the end, and perhaps the right type of service for him, not necessarily in terms of volume?
No, well, I thought we put some decent crosses in, and I think maybe he's going to have to adapt a little bit to us as well, because we're whipping crosses across the near post. He's looking for far post crosses, so if he gets across the near post, he'll get himself some tap-ins. But that applies to the whole team, because we put, I thought, 3 or 4 in today in that area, and we didn't have anybody there.
Yeah, it's interesting when that did happen for the first time, all of a sudden he gets his goal.
Yeah, that's it. It's the width of the goal, you know. Not one of these teams that pulls people away 20 yards past the far post and it's got to be two headers to score. But somebody like Ben Davis, you know the delivery is going to be there. Get somebody on the end of it.
And you perhaps showed when the versatility in the squad, when you did throw McNulty up front, that actually the game altered for you and you finished the game stronger the last few minutes of it anyway.
Yeah, it's going to be inevitable when we're behind at home, and I thought we could have had an equaliser. The corner's going in, but I think Mark McNulty actually got a toe on it and poked it wide himself. Yeah, that's going in. So we had a few of those today. One kicked off the line, you know. Skugel's headed one over, brilliant chance. So it didn't quite happen for us today, but not through lack of endeavour or honesty or anything like that. Lads gave everything.
I suppose when you analyse it, would you look to do more of that up front and stick to up there at home? I know it's almost a clichéd response of when a defeat comes, albeit against an excellent Bristol City side today, is having a bit more up there for the midfielders to aim at.
Yeah, but then again, the period that we had when we created three or four great chances, we've got one up there, we've got the runners from midfield. So it's not necessarily about the formation, it's how we exploit that and how we play. You can be just as attacking with one up as you can, you know, with standing three or four up sometimes, as showed in the first half.
Quick turnaround, of course. Wallace, how is he?
Yeah, he's going to try and get some training under his belt this week. I don't think he'll be fit for Wednesday, and then we'll see how he is towards the end of the week. But we're going to give him as long as is necessary now to make sure, you know, we've got another 9 months to go to make sure he's right.
Apart from any sort of ring rustiness, I suppose, is everybody all right after today? Well, maybe aside from Harris.
Yeah, he's got to say his nose is about twice the size as normal. But apart from that, yeah, everyone's fine. First day, this weather as well, you know, the pitch gets sticky in the second half. You know, when you're chasing a game, it is difficult in these warm conditions. But yeah, first game, nervous, out of the way. Wish we'd have got a point or three. We move on.
Final one from me. Between now and Wednesday, will you be able to furnish the squad with an addition or two, do you think?
We'll keep trying. We keep asking the questions. Keep making a bid or two. But I think, you know, you look at the youngsters out there today, and it might be that we go with those this season. And everyone's clamouring, you know, we're going to do everything we can to get in that top six and get promoted. But I think in the past, everything's been thrown at it, you know, money and everything. It's not worked. So maybe it might be, you know, we're running the club properly. It might be that these youngsters get the chance this season.
Particularly Reid. I know you mentioned Alcock before, but if anybody was second in the man of the match stakes, it probably was him, wasn't it?
Yeah, I wouldn't disagree with that as well. Lovely mature performance again. Yes, he's been the star of pre-season, and Harrison's come in and settled in lovely. And today, you know, the two centre-halves, I thought they dealt with the threat brilliantly for the majority of the game. It was just a couple of runs from midfield that's done us.